The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton with Oz and Elson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. In Honolulu this afternoon, a beaming blue jacket eagerly tore the wrappings off a package just received from home. His happy smile spread like Hawaiian sunshine when he discovered it contained a carton of Raleigh cigarettes. And especially important, they were factory fresh. Would stay that way, too. For now, the full-flavored goodness of Raleigh's blend of 31 choicer, more golden tobaccos is extra protected, sealed in by an exclusive new wrap especially developed by Raleigh's and no other cigarette. Highly protective, moisture-proof, this new lining defies distance, delays, ensures fresh peak richness in every pack of Raleigh cigarettes, every day, everywhere. The pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. We're playing Idaho. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's brilliant young comedian, the star of our Raleigh Cigarette Show, and the new life member of Phi Sigma Epsilon, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Truman?
Oh, fine, Red, fine. Say, Red, how are you making out with your mileage racing?
Oh, I belong to a share the ride club.
You do?
Yeah, every day for the past 6 months, I've been sharing a ride with a guy from the finance company.
Oh, Red, the man from the finance company doesn't follow you that close.
Oh, no, this morning when I met him, he was wearing my pajamas.
I wore my pajamas once.
You wore your pajamas once, Ozzy?
Yeah, and they wouldn't let me in the Palladium.
Why not?
No necktie.
Poor old Ozzy, his brain will never be affected by the dim out.
You know, Red, carpooling is patriotic.
Yes,
I'm going to fill my car with riders from now on.
Oh, swell.
You know, the more the merrier. Yesterday, I picked up 4 riders and a thumb.
A thumb?
Yeah, I didn't notice one guy in time.
Are you pulling your car, Red?
Yeah, I'm really packing them in. Yesterday, I even picked up a guy with a dog.
A dog?
Yeah, everything was all right until we hit a big bump in the road.
What happened?
Did you ever try riding with a dog driving a car?
No. Weren't you nervous?
Yeah, I was. As a matter of fact, I said, hey, get away from there. Easy, don't worry. I'll make you nervous. I'll stick out my paw when I make a left turn. You know, there was one fella got in trouble over this share the ride plan.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was standing in front of a justice of peace, and he thought they said, share the bride.
Well, by the way, did you turn in your extra tires? You've got to turn them in, you know, before December 1st, or you won't get into ration card at all.
Yeah.
The tires go into a rubber reserve for recapping.
Hey, I know one guy does his own recapping.
He does, huh?
Yeah. Took all of his tires and put them in a waffle iron for 10 minutes.
Waffle iron? Well, how'd it work out?
Not so good. They won't run unless you pour maple syrup over.
You know what, Red? I put my car up on jacks.
You did? How did it work out?
Not so good. Jack's suing me.
You know, you're not... I'm going to sue you, too. You're not supposed to put your car up on jacks, Ozzy. The whole idea of the mileage rationing is to save rubber, so that we can keep our cars moving along. It isn't to save gasoline.
You know, a lot of people are riding in buses these days.
Yeah, I was standing next to a guy with a welding torch yesterday.
A welding torch, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Was he going out to Douglas Aircraft?
No, First National Bank. I had an embarrassing thing happen to me on the bus.
You did?
Yeah, it was so crowded I had to sit on a girl's lap.
You had to sit on a girl's lap? Well, what's embarrassing about that?
She was driving the bus.
While other girls attend their favorite cocktail bar, sipping dry martinis, munching caviar...
I hope he's kidding.
There's a girl who's really putting them to shame. And Rosie is her name. All the day long, whether rain or shine. She's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie, the riveter, keeps a sharp lookout for sabotage. Sitting up there on the fuselage, that little frail can do more than a male can do. Rosie, the riveter, Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie. Charlie, he's a Marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production E, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie, the riveter.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's never twittery, nervous or jittery, Rosie, the riveter. She and the aeroplanes get along great. A perfect 36 and a P-38. She keeps the gang around. They love to hang around. Rosie, the riveter. Rosie's got a lot of admirers, but that's as far as it goes. People say that most of the welders are carrying torches just for Rose. Her main ambition, I've heard it said, is to drop a hot rivet on Hitler's head. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie, the riveter.
Singing Rosie the Riveter and dedicated to the Boilermakers Union Local 92 here in Los Angeles, who have just sent over 600,000 Raleigh cigarettes to the armed forces overseas. I think that's really swell of them. I wish they'd send me a pound of butter. Now that the cold weather is here, everybody is bundling up. So let's see how different people react to Old Man Winter. First, we go up to the North Country where we find Deadeye. He's looking for the guy who stole his gal.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, horse, whoa!
Hey, Mr. Deadeye, maybe it would have been better if we'd have bought some Eskimo dogs in our sled.
No, I'm afraid of dogs. In fact, your dog bit me once.
Now, wait a minute. How could my dog bite you? He ain't got no teeth.
No teeth, huh? You see my left hand?
No.
He got pretty rugged gums, ain't he? Hey, look, there's a trading post ahead. What do you say we race for it? Might warm us up.
Okay.
Giddy up there. Whoa.
Boy, you can never trust that horse.
Well, it looks like it was a tie. We came in nick to nick.
Yep, but I bet I would have won if I hit a horse.
Yeah. Well, let's go inside the trading post, huh? Howdy, stranger. You got any dog teams for sale?
Why, yes, I've got a nice friendly dog right here.
Yeah, he does look kind of friendly, don't he? I'll pat him on the head. Yeah, kind of friendly for a Pekingese.
Well, that one there's a bird dog.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want no bird dog. No. Say, you know how a good bird dog's supposed to point.
Yeah.
Well, the one I had last year wouldn't point.
Wouldn't?
Whenever he'd see a duck, he'd look over his shoulder at me and holler, "Hey, stupid, over here!" Hey, how about this dog over here in his cage?
Well, that one's a wolf.
Oh, that ain't a real wolf. Here's how a real wolf goes. Waiting for a bus, babe.
Say, we where you fellas from, anyhow?
California.
California?
Yeah, you know the place where you get hit by a woman driver and then take a sun bath while you're waiting for the ambulance.
But what you doing up here in the cold country? You looking for gold?
No, I'm looking for a guy named Bearcat Bob Whiteman. He stole Miguel.
Why, you'll find Bearcat Bob right over at the Red Devil Saloon. That's right next door to the Paramount Dance Hall.
Well, thanks, partner. Come on, wonderful. Boy.
Man, is it cold.
Yeah.
What on my knees just froze?
Oh, don't be silly, wonderful. The water on your knees didn't freeze.
Oh, no? I didn't always walk with a goose step.
Well, here's the tavern. I'll see you later.
Hello, Deadeye. What are you doing way up north?
I've come to take you home, Buckshot. Here, I brung you a slave bracelet. When I say slave, I mean slave. Come on, gal. I'm glad to see you. Sit on my lap, will you?
Okay.
Boy, I'm getting more bow-leggeder every day.
It's no use, Deadeye. I've given my heart to Bearcat Bob.
Yeah? Well, if you'll come and go back with me, I'll buy you a carton of Raleigh cigarettes and let you keep all the coupons.
Oh, Deadeye. It's Bearcat Bob.
Yeah, at last.
Deadeye, why don't you leave us be? Yeah. We're happy. Soon we'll be as snug as two bugs in a rug.
Yeah, well, pull in your ears, bub, because here comes the vacuum cleaner.
Don't fight, boys. I'll admit I love you both.
Yeah. Now, look here, Deadeye. Let's talk this thing over. Maybe we could share her, huh?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. You take her out on Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. I'll take her out on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Well, what about Sundays?
Sundays will give you a 50-yard head start and the best man wins.
Have Clem, the fellow from the country. He's on his way to Daisy June's house to spend an old-fashioned winter evening. Old-fashioned way, too. Freezing.
Well, here I am. Boy, is it snowy. I'll bet that snow's up to my ears. No, I'm wrong. My ears are down to it. Boy, am I cold. I feel like a good humor man who overdid it. Well, here's Daisy June's house. I'll just jump over the barbed wire fence. Oh, well, I always wanted slash pockets anyway. Now knock on your door.
Hello, Cam.
Well, Daisy.
Is it cold enough for you?
Yes, it is. Say, Clem, is that a coonskin hat you're wearing?
Yes, it is.
Well, the front end of it just winked at me.
Oh, darn that Herman. Herman, stop that and lay down.
Ain't it cold out, Clem?
Yeah, hey, can you imagine what would happen if it ever snowed in California?
What?
Well, the man from the Chamber of Commerce would look at the snow and say, my, aren't the clouds low today?
Ain't you glad to see me, Clem?
Yeah, I'm glad to see you.
Well, how about a kiss?
No.
Aw, come on, give me a kiss.
No, I ain't gonna take my thumb out of my mouth just for that.
Clem, you're getting too big to suck your thumb.
I know, besides, there's no flavor in it no more.
Well, come on in, come on. What's that on your feet? Your underwear hanging down again?
No, them spats to keep my feet warm.
Wouldn't your feet be warmer if you wore shoes, too?
Burr! That's what it says here, B-U-R-R. Burr! Boy, it's really cold, ain't it? I got my ears frostbitten yesterday.
Was it bad?
Couldn't sit down for an hour.
Now, Clem, stop talking like an idiot.
I can't help talking like an idiot. It runs in my family.
It does?
Sure. My great-great-grandfather was stupid. My grandfather was a moron. My great-grandfather was the moron. My grandfather was an idiot. My father's a goon, and I'm a jerk.
Gee willikers.
Yeah, and someday I'm going to get married and have a lot of little nincompoops on me.
Say, why don't yourself, Clem.
Now, I'm going to save the money I make shoveling snow and buy myself a cow.
Oh, well, come on out to the barn and we'll pick out a cow. I'll give you one of mine.
Will you? Well, that's mighty neighborly of you. Here, let's bundle up so we won't catch cold, huh? Burr! Boy, it's really cold out, isn't it?
Yeah. Be careful going down them steps, Clem. They might be a little...
They are.
Clem, are you hurt?
Was my nose always overlooking into my left ear?
Yep.
Yeah, I ain't hurt. Well, here's the barn. Let's go inside. Boy. Well, look at that. Them sure are nice cows, ain't they?
Get good milk, too.
They do?
Go ahead and milk one, Clem.
Is it okay? I'll milk this one. Now, let's see. Which one's grade A? Ooh, I'll just milk this one.
A Texaco cow.
Can I have this one?
You betcha. I'll help you take her home.
All right.
You may have trouble getting her across the railroad track.
Why?
Well, she's afraid to cross the tracks ever since her mother got hit by the engine.
Oh, that was her own fault, trying to flirt with a milk train. Hey, look, I got an idea. Here's an old sleigh. Let's put her up in that, and I can push her home over the snow.
All right, let's put her in the sleigh.
All right.
Oh, she sure is heavy. Just a little bit more, and we'll have her on the sleigh.
You need any help, Daisy Jones? There she is. Boy, don't she look silly sitting up in that sleigh. Now, I'll push her down the hill and she'll slide across the railroad track. There she goes.
Oh, look what's a-coming, Clem. A train.
Yeah. Hey, come back here. Hey, cow, jump out of there, will ya? I'll run and grab her by the tail. Would you like a little relish on yours?
On the pumpkin and the corn is in the script. And in Thanksgiving season's best tradition, we bring you the immortal story of Priscilla and John Alton.
Miss Priscilla, I'm here in behalf of my friend, Captain Miles Standish, who loves you dearly, yet cannot speak.
Yeah.
So I have come to press his suit for him.
Will you iron my slacks, too?
Oh, I'm afraid you don't understand, Miss Priscilla. Miles would woo with you.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you speak for yourself, John?
She should have never said that.
Oh, my Priscilla, you have such lovely, clear, sparkling eyes. You, like everyone else, can see for yourself that Raleigh's give you the more golden tobaccos.
Here we go.
Tobaccos that any expert will tell you are choicer, more expensive.
See what I tell you.
And for unrivaled richness, smoothness, mildness, Raleigh cigarettes are blended from 31 of these finer tobaccos. That's why Raleigh's are unsurpassed in full, satisfying flavor enjoyment.
Oh, John, tell me more.
Well, don't worry.
Raleigh's give you even more, a plus value. Golden coupons redeemable for 0.75 cents in cash. 1.5 times the cigarette tax added in October 1942. That's about a dime dividend when you buy Raleigh's by the carton.
We'll have such a lovely home.
We certainly will. A home full of the handsome luxury premiums. You can also get in exchange for Raleigh coupons. In addition, your Raleigh coupons may be redeemed for United States war stamps.
Hey, John, did Priscilla agree to marry me?
Oh, she agreed all right. Agreed that it pays in many ways to get the pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh cigarettes.
Then we have a lady and her little boy. It's the first day of snow and Junior's just getting up. So, Harriet, you be my mother and I'll be the mean little care.
Junior, get up and look out the window at the snow.
Okay. Oh, boy, look at that. Look at that. I will make a snowman. I'll make him look just like Pop if I can find some snow that looks stupid enough.
Junior, if you want to go out and play in the snow, you'd better put on your long underwear.
No, I don't want to put on my long underwear. I can't button them up myself.
Oh, don't be silly. The buttons are right there in front.
Mommy, I don't think we're talking about the same thing.
Put your long underwear on.
No, I was just fooling. I got them on, Mommy.
And your heavy stockings?
Yes, ma'am.
And don't forget your thick shoes.
No, I got me thick shoes on, me thick head and me overcoat.
I can hardly believe my eyes. You put on all those heavy clothes without my helping you. How did you do it?
I slept in them.
Oh, go wash your face and get ready for breakfast.
Okay, go wash me face. That's the favorite thing I hate to do most. It snowed last night. It snowed last night. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. And me papa's dreaming of a wet New Year. Wash your face, Cookie, Dad. I got a good mind to let me hair grow like Veronica Lake, and then I only had to wash one time. Oh, well, I turn on the water. Well, how do you like that? The pipe is frozen. Now, nothing comes out but groans. Now, I can't wash me little face, me neck, or me ears. Ain't that a shame? Breaks me a little heart, it does. I better get out of here before it's short. Oh, look, look at that dirty banister. I think I'll slide down and dust it off. Dust myself off, too.
Junior, did you break something?
Meow, meow.
Oh, that darn cat.
It always works. Boy, at times I wish that old cat would have kittens so I could increase production.
Come on, Junior, eat your breakfast while it's hot.
Okay, here I am. Oh, boy, hot cereal. Hey, does it crackle and pop?
Well, of course. Just pour some cream over it and see.
Okay. Kind of stale, ain't it? Well, I will eat it up.
Junior, stop that. What's wrong with your teeth? They're green.
Yeah, you know them ferns in the living room?
Yes.
Well, you want to go and look at them, or do you want to remember them as they were? Hey, Mommy, can I go out and play in the snow?
No, it's too cold to go out.
Now, you let me go out and play or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody you served steak on Meatless Tuesday.
Junior, that wasn't steak, that was hash.
I knew I would find out what it was.
Oh, go on out and play.
Okay, okay.
On a second thought, a little air might do me good.
Okay.
I'll go with you. Here, put your mittens on.
Put your mittens on. Oh, no, what happened to the electric light wires?
Well, the snow was so heavy that it broke them.
I will go fix them.
Don't touch those live wires, Junior.
Why not?
Well, you might get a shock, and then the company will charge us extra. Oh, boy, no.
Oh, boy, no. I will go belly whopping. I will run and then...
When you go belly whopper, Junior, you're supposed to use the sled.
Now she tells me. Oh, boy, this is good.
Junior, take that dirty snow out of your mouth.
Okay, don't hit me. Gee, a fella can't even have a snack between meals. Hey, Mummy, look how far I can throw a rock. Watch me.
Whee! Oh, now you broke Mrs. Murphy's window.
Well, don't get excited. It isn't all broken, just the middle.
Oh, that does it. Now you're going to get it there.
Oh, you hit me. You broke my little clavicle. You broke my little clavicle.
What's a clavicle?
You broke my... I don't know, but you'll find out in court.
Doing? Making a snowball?
Yeah, I make a nice big one.
You're not going to hit Mother with it, are you?
I don't know why they let women vote. Oh, look who's coming. The man next door, and he's wearing a brand new shiny silk hat. Now, he ought to know better than that.
Junior, don't throw that!
Why did you hit me? Why did you hit me with that snowball? And Winchell calls things like you a blessed event.
How are you, Mr. Harkins? Isn't it cold today?
Oh, it certainly is. I wish I had a hot cup of coffee. You don't happen to have a spare cup, do you?
Don't answer that, Mummy. He might be a spy from the OPA. Hey, I know where there's big rooms of coffee and there's lots of coffee you can have all your...
Where?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Junior, look at the man coming down the ski slide.
Yeah. Whee! Look at him go. Boy, he sure got big feet, ain't he?
Oh, darling, those aren't his feet.
They're not? He sure let his toenails get away from him.
Junior, those are skis.
Oh.
Why don't you go and play?
Okay, well, I go play. Well, here I is, all alone. We know what that means, don't we, folks? Oh, look, a man starting his car. I wonder if I could tie me little sled on the back and go for a ride. I wonder if this rope's strong enough. It looks strong enough. If I do, I get my ears knocked off. I do it. I is dying to try this new share the ride plan anyway. Yeah, now I'd all tied on. Here we are. Here we go. Not too bad. Hey, Mummy, look on the back of the car.
Oh, someone's hauling some trash away. Junior, get off of there!
Don't worry, Mummy. I'm not going very far. 4 gallon don't last long, you know.
Hey, man, here's a way to enjoy those long, cold evenings. Listen.
Pipe smokers, salute Sir Walter Raleigh in its brand new patriotic service uniform. Same familiar orange and black design, but free of metal. Sir Walter Raleigh has given the tin off its back to help win the war. And it's the smoothest blend of extra choice Burleys you've ever met. Prime tobaccos, cured and aged to the peak of mellowness, give Sir Walter Raleigh a full, rich, nut-like flavor that just can't be beat. Burns cool, even, and smooth, right down to the bottom of the bowl, with a pleasing, fragrant aroma. Tonight, try the quality pipe tobacco of America, Sir Walter Raleigh.
Remember, we'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Meanwhile, listen to the Tommy Dorsey Show tomorrow night over most of these same stations. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. And may we take this opportunity to say farewell and a speedy return to Wonderful Smith, who joins the United States Army on Saturday. Good night, now.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This program has been broadcast to the Armed Forces Overseas and has come to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.